Down the road from Baltimore, another huge civil rights issue. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments today on whether the Constitution guarantees same-sex couples the right to marry. The court is not expected to rule until June, but in Mexico, the Supreme Court there has already taken a stand. It's out in front on recognizing same-sex marriage. Lester Fader with BuzzFeed has been following the story closely, part of his beat covering marriage equality around the globe.
Mexico's Supreme Court has sort of been leading the way ahead of the U.S. Supreme Court. Back in 2010, they handed down a ruling that was pretty comparable to the Windsor ruling last year that there needed to be recognition for same-sex couples that had married under state laws. The first jurisdiction in Mexico to allow same-sex couples to marry was Mexico City back in 2010. But since then, there's been this very rapid trend around the country bringing suits in every one of the states of Mexico to challenge their bans on same-sex marriage. And at this point, more than two-thirds of Mexico's states have ruled that same-sex couples have the right to marry.
You said that the Mexican Supreme Court ruled in favor of equality for same-sex couples. What happened after that? Did states in Mexico start pushing back?
There have been some states that have resisted changing their law. Lawyers that I've spoke to who have worked on this litigation expect that within the next year or so, they will get to a sort of critical mass of litigation that the court is going to start overturning state laws directly. And at that point, there could be a kind of backlash. But at this point, we haven't seen a major outcry about this as it's sort of gone around the country in lower profile lawsuits.
Well, as you write, Mexican couples have not rushed to marry, nor have conservatives organized major protests. Why do you think this wave of rulings throughout states in Mexico did not cause the same uproar as like rulings here in the states?
This kind of strategic litigation culture is very new. This is being done under some legal procedures that were recently enacted in Mexico, and there's just not a culture of strategic litigation. The lawyer who started these cases actually was a law student when he filed the first one in the state of Oaxaca, and he's still doing the legal support for most of the cases around the country, and it's not even his primary job. So I think that there just hasn't been that kind of level of a national effort. And there really isn't a national LGBT organization in Mexico. Every state has its own sort of movement, but they're not in any kind of federation or have a big player like the Human Rights Campaign here in the United States.
What about the very present Catholic Church in Mexico? I mean, how did they react after Mexico City passed the law some years ago?
There was some uproar about Mexico City's law. There have been, you know, local bishops in the states that have objected to the rulings and then to when legislation is proposed, complying with that. But we haven't seen a kind of national outcry or, you know, the sort of the top of the Mexican hierarchy really get involved in a very aggressive fashion. I think in part because it just hasn't risen yet to the level of being a national political topic.
I mean, it's kind of curious, but then again, there have been several Catholic countries with advances in same-sex marriage, right?
Yeah. In fact, this notion that the Catholic world is somehow more aggressively opposed to same-sex marriage than other parts of the world hasn't been true for a very long time. So we saw Brazil recognize same-sex marriage, I believe, in 2013. Argentina did it in 2010. Colombia is still fighting out in the courts, but they're very close to a ruling that would say that there is marriage equality in Colombia. Mexico, obviously, as we've been talking about. But even recently, countries like Chile, which was one of the last countries in the world to legalize divorce, just passed a law creating a kind of civil union.
Yeah, and speaking of Catholic countries, I gather you're going to Ireland soon to also follow the story there.
May 22nd, Ireland is going to be holding a national referendum on marriage equality. It's actually the first country in the world that's going to be holding a national vote on whether to allow same-sex couples to marry. The opinion polls show overwhelming support so far. Everybody on the marriage equality side in Ireland is hopeful that this is going to pass.
As far as Mexico goes, who do you think is going to get marriage equality at a national level first, the U.S. or Mexico?
I think the U.S., simply because our legal system is much faster in moving from a judgment to a change in the law. I think the U.S. is going to get there first, but the Mexican Supreme Court definitely recognized the legal principle well before the United States.
Lester Fader with BuzzFeed. Always great to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you.